Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paula Lovell is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, celebrating her 16th anniversary right now. Paula, thank you again for 16 great years. And she is the founder and the originator of Lovell Communication. And are we making the announcement? We're making the announcement, aren't we?
Making an announcement?
About the company.
You mean the hot news of the company?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sure. Although I will tell you that I haven't told a lot of people, and we don't tell a lot of clients. We're doing this organically, so this can be part of our organic move forward. I sold the company to a longtime employee in January, and by the end of this year, I'm going to start to semi-retire.
Right.
And then, you know, maybe within another year, be out of the business and on to doing my next gig, which, by the way, is learning to play the drums.
The drums?
Mm-hmm.
Like a trap set? You're talking about like a...
I'm talking about a big old drum set. I'm a percussionist. If you're laughing, I'm a percussionist at heart.
I believe it. It fits. It works for me. I see it, Paula. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see you wearing out that bass drum and driving that snare. I can see that.
That's right.
Well, good for you. Don't you love it, folks? Don't you love it? And of course, she's accomplished all this in 39 short years, ladies and gentlemen. She's amazing. Paula, we're talking about, congratulations, by the way. I love it when
thank
the plan
you.
Comes together. Nobody's worked harder and deserves it more than you do. And smarter, too. And we love your perspectives when you join us, which we're talking about how to work with a company like hers, a company that will help you, will take your goals and turn them into reality through PR, through marketing, through advertising, social media too, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, when you and I started talking, there was no such thing as social media.
Isn't that the truth?
And look at how that's taking things over, right?
It's a constant being in business is fabulous because you have to learn something all the time. If you stop learning, you're dead. You just got to keep learning, moving, and it's a beautiful, that's why I love being in business.
Absolutely. So what are some other things that we need to know, the top 10 things we need to know about working with a PR marketing firm?
Okay. All right. So the first thing is, you know, share your business goals with the PR firm. The second thing is, even when you do that, though, you can't hire, because you can't afford, a PR firm to do everything. So you've got to be selective. And so here's a little tip. When you get your PR firm in, tell them, look, I want you to do this, but I want you to teach me along the way. So you do the trainer-teacher model, and you say, you know, it may take you a little bit of extra time to teach me how to do this along the way, for which you have to pay them, because you know what, that's their business. That's their business model. It's bill by the hour. But I want you to develop these plans, these programs, and keep explain them to me. Keep a record. Show me how you do it. And then guess what? Nobody knows their business better than themselves.
Right.
So you know your business, and then once you try to learn a little bit about marketing or what works and what your marketing and PR firm told you to do that works, then the next year, you can easily do it yourself and you don't have to pay them.
But, you know, there is something, though, that I've found out about myself. I think I'm the best salesman in the world. In the history of selling. But there are certain things about my business that I'm the worst salesman for. Somebody else needs to be putting my best foot forward. And my point is, even with all the things that you learn how to do, if you can figure out how to do the blocking and tackling yourself, sometimes you still need to hire somebody else to sell your story.
Well, you might. You're exactly right. But it doesn't have to be necessarily a formal PR firm. It can be a good assistant who knows how to do it.
What I'm getting at, though, Paula, is I don't think you should think about not having a PR firm later on. I think you should should move them on to things that they can do better. Help, sort of like I've talked about being a CEO. Yes. Fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do and promote yourself to jobs you that only you can do. Do that with your PR firm. You take over a job you can now do. And let them do things that you can do.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, that you've learned how to do these things, these rather simple and straightforward tasks, but you're never going to be as good as a PR firm when it comes to strategic view of it all. Because they've got decades of training in looking at and in studying things like social media. And, you know, the world is just not the same as it was even last year. So PR firms and marketing firms need to keep up with what's hot.
They should have more of a global perspective on things than you do, too, probably.
Right. And they probably have worked with somebody else, guess what,
that's
in
your
business.
Exactly.
And guess what? They've tried. They know what doesn't work.
Yeah. That's huge. That's a huge thing right there, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, so that's number two. And number three is, along the same lines, you don't want to ask them to do the menial tasks if you don't want to pay them to do it. For instance, people forget. You know, people forget that good firms have top-notch people who get good salaries, and guess what? They bill at hefty rates for their skills. So you want to get their counsel. You want to say, you know, which media do I buy, or how do I approach this? But you don't want to ask them to do the legwork.
Right.
Anything you can do yourself, you should do. So,
and a good PR firm will help you with that, won't they? A good PR firm will say, okay, now you're telling me to do this, but the truth is, don't you have somebody that can do that so we don't have to bill you? Won't a good PR firm help you triage that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But then what happens, by the way, is I say, yeah, you're right, and then it comes to a halt because they don't do it. They don't move forward.
Yeah.
And the PR firm's sitting there being measured by, hey, I've only got 4 months, and these guys are sitting on their hands because they don't want to do it. They don't want to pay me to do it, but they won't do it, but I can't move the stuff.
That's when a good PR firm needs a big boot, too, isn't it?
It needs to what?
A big boot.
Yes, exactly that. You know what I call it? I always ask them at the beginning of an engagement, do I have nagging privilege?
Yeah, I love it. Hold on to that thought. Our favorite nagger, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Paula Lovell, and I will be right back. Stay with us. Remember my
life. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.